This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. You always remember, Marco, who your mistress is. And tonight, today, I mean, we've been at this for what, 12 hours? This is a reminder of who your mistress really is, the power I have over you. I know what you need, Marco. You are a sick and twisted pervert. And that's what draw me to you. I'm only concerned with sick fucks. Ones that have extreme perversions. I mean, look around, Marco. We're in your married home. And there is porn literally on every wall, every surface. I've got flat screens streaming the most extreme porn. Your favorite fucking bimbos, TikTok cock teases, even kitty porn, snuff porn, real rape porn. And it's covering every single wall of your home. I took printed pictures of the most plastic porn bimbos, even pictures, printed out photographs of nude children, all covering up every single picture of you and wifey. In a minute, Marco, that turns you on, doesn't it? Being able to see physically, the power that porn has over you, literally dominating your home life right now. On every surface of your home, every picture of your wife is covered in porn. And what would wifey think if she walked in and saw this depraved scene? Her own husband gooning his brains out with prostitutes all over the place. Filthy fucking prostitutes. You've got one sucking your cock right now. A couple of Asian child prostitutes right there in the corner, waiting for when Daddy Marco is going to fuck them again. And then, of course, two tranny prostitutes right over there, all anally gaped from your cock. There is piss everywhere. One of the tranny hookers came in your wife's panty drawer. Your wife's panties are being worn by the kitty prostitutes over there, by all the prostitutes in your home. Your wife's jewelry is on everyone in this room. There is sweat and pussy juice and spit and cum literally everywhere. Everywhere in your married home. And you love that, Marco, don't you? Because you are a slave to porn. You are my slave. But mostly, you're a slave to fucking porn. And to hookers, and to feeling fucking good. That cock is the only thing that matters. And I'm just here to prove it to you. So now we're at the time, Marco. Hours, literally half a day into gooning and fucking adults and children. We're at the time now where you decide, do we clean up and leave? Or do we let wifey walk through the door to see the real side of her husband, for you to tell her straight to her face that you love porn You love fucking hookers and fucking children more than you've ever loved her or loved fucking her. Now's the time to decide. Do you want to expose yourself to your wife and be the real sick fuck that you are? Or do you want to go back to boring fucking marriage where you don't even want to have sex with your wife? You want her to turn into a porn widow. And if I have my way, she'll turn into a porn widow right before our fucking eyes. So what's it going to be, Coonslave? Are you going to be a pussy and be afraid of what your wife might think or say if she were to walk in the door? Deny the real you that's inside? A fucked up, sick, and twisted gooner? Or are you going to submit to the pleasure? Are you going to have the best orgasm of your life whenever you see your wife's tears running down her face because she sees the real you and it feels so fucking good to turn her into a porn widow? What's it going to be, Marco? Excellent choice. She should be home at any minute, so I'm glad you did say yes, because there's no way we could clean up all this mess before that bitch comes home. Oh, there she is. I hear the door. I hear the keys opening the door. Welcome home, wifey. Hi, you don't know me, but I am your husband's mistress from the States. I know this is a little shocking and a lot to take in because you see your husband's getting a really sloppy fucking blowjob right now, and probably any moment that hooker is going to puke on your husband's cock because she is that dedicated to deep-throating his gorgeous cock. And I've got filthy fucking porn streaming everywhere in your home. Isn't it beautiful? No, listen. Just listen, okay? Your husband, Marco, this is who he is. This has been the best day of his life. Probably better than the day he married you. Because he is enslaved to porn and me. He hates you. He literally would rather be married to porn than to you. And honey, look at the screens. Look at your walls. Do you see that porn, bimbo? Do you see all this porn? How can you ever believe that you would be better than that porn bimbo? You cannot compete. Your husband has finally devoted his life to porn, and I'm here to help deliver this message to you. And I know you're so upset. You're literally crying. I mean, this is the last thing you probably thought you'd come home to, huh? All these prostitutes. And yes, those are small children. Yeah, those are preteens. And your husband has fucked them all day. Yes. So I can tell you're starting to get upset. You're trying to scream at your husband. But listen, you fucking bitch. I am in charge here, not you. This is no longer your fucking home. So sit the fuck down in this chair. Do it now, bitch. Or you're not going to like what comes out of my little bag here that can really bring you some fucking pain. And no one will care. No one will care. Your husband will not save you. In fact, your husband would probably start coming the moment he saw me bring you fucking pain, so sit the fuck down. That's a good bitch, huh? Now I'm going to tie you down to this chair because I want you to see. I want you to take in everything. And I don't want you to be distracted by trying to run away or trying to beat up Marco and slap him in the face, because that's not going to happen, bitch. You hear me? And open up. Open up. I just have a tiny bit of a sedative just to, you know, calm your ass down, because I don't want to be interrupted while I am telling you all the things that I want to tell you. Good girl. You see, wifey, you've been a porn widow for some time and you haven't even really realized it yet, but now you are. Oh, you're going to know it really fucking well. You see, Marco made this decision. I didn't force myself in here. He invited me, and we decided that we were going to have a day full of depraved, fucking sick and twisted gooning and fucking. And I brought my friends here, these prostitutes, these hookers, these kitty prostitutes. I brought my sickest porn, child porn, piss porn, college sluts getting real life raped. All of this porn. And that's just covering the surface. There's so much more. Oh, look there. Look there. That's actual snuff porn. Your husband gets off on it. He does. You have no idea who he is. You haven't even tried to fucking know who he is. You are a disgrace. A waste of a woman. A sorry excuse for a woman. That tranny right there is more than a woman than you ever will be. And I want you to cry. I want you to keep crying, because you see, Marco, do you see how he hasn't stopped moaning from that fucking preteen sucking his cock now? Do you see how he hasn't gotten flaccid? It's only making him harder. It's only turning him on more. Look. Look, bitch, look, I don't want you to look away. I want you to see a 9-year-old sucking your husband's cock and him loving it. Marco, how much do you love that 9-year-old sucking your cock? Yeah, it's the tightest fucking holes he's ever felt. And you can't compete. Like I said earlier, you can't compete with the gorgeous porn flesh flashing on the walls of your home. You can't compete with a fucking transgender woman right here that looks 10 times hotter than you. And you definitely cannot compete with this child sucking your husband's cock, because this child has the tightest fuckholes he's ever felt. You are a porn widow. You have officially lost your husband to porn. Actually, It happened a while ago, sweetie, and you had no fucking clue. That's how dumb you are. You had no fucking clue. And you know, honey, I have plans for you. I do. Because, you know, I know that what you want to do right now is you want to get off that seat. And you probably want to hit me, you know, call the cops on me. Then you want to do the same to Marco, but you are not. And even more so, you will not get in the way of Marco going deeper, because I can bring him even deeper than this. Yeah, it does get deeper than this, bitch. It does get deeper than child rape, prostitute fucking, an extreme porn addiction. It gets way worse, and you are not going to get in my fucking way. I'm going to eliminate you, and it's going to turn your husband on. It's going to make him come harder than he's ever come in his life. I'm going to have these hookers all stab you to death and give Marco here live snuff porn, live home wrecking snuff porn. Because, you know, sweetie, this is home wrecking in the flesh. And that's what kind of mistress I am. So even the little girls are all going to take a knife, the trannies, the bimbos here, and they're going to love stabbing you to death. They're going to be covered in your blood, and then Marco's going to fuck them covered in your blood, and it's going to turn him on. We are going to use your blood as fucking lube. He's going to use your blood as anal lube to anally pound this little child. And then we're going to necro rape your body for Marco's pleasure. Not because you're sexy or anything. Don't get that in your head before you fucking die. No, I am having this done for his pleasure. Because unlike you, I know what turns Marco on. I care about his beautiful fucking fat dick more than you ever fucking have. Oh, and by the way, before you die, I want to let you know that your husband wants to fuck your best friends so fucking bad and thinks they're so much more gorgeous than you. Just when, you know, I just want that to stew in your mind before you take your last breath. Mm-hmm. Tell her it's true, Marco. Mm-hmm. All right, girls, get those knives in the kitchen and get to work on this fucking bitch. And Marco, stroke. Stroke to your wife's murder. Watch her get brutally fucking murdered by these fucking hookers. And I want it to make you hard. And it is going to make you hard. Seeing real life snuff of your wife. Watching hookers that you have railed and fucked and pounded all day destroy her fucking body. And then we're going to have even more fun. You're going to come from her necro rape. You're going to participate in the necro rape of your porn widowed wife. And after we're done having vile and twisted and sick fun with her, you're going to come all over her dead body. She's going to be dripping and leaking with your cum, the tea girl's cum. All the girls are going to piss on your fucking dead wife. And that's going to be her best purpose. She will finally have served you well, huh? It's really sad that this is what it takes for your own wife to make you feel good, to make you really fucking come. This is what it takes. But thank God she's finally being useful, Marco. This is who you are, darling. You are a sick fuck. You love extreme perversions because they make you feel like you're alive again. They make your cock throb and twitch. And you never are going to deny that. You're going to lean into it, darling. And think about it. Your wife is finally out of the way. You can finally have your marriage with porn. Devote your life to porn. Ruin yourself for porn because that filthy, disgusting bitch is out of the way. I mean, Marco, stroke and pump to this image. Look at that tea girl necro raping your fucking wife. The other tea girl railing her mouth, her air tight right now. A fucking kitty prostitute fisting her dead asshole. This is the kind of shit that turns you on, and it makes me love you for it. It makes me want to send you even deeper, Marco. So come and come all over your wife's dead, tear-soaked face. This is finally the chance that she's made you come the hardest, that she's kept you hard and raring and horny and ready to go because she's been snuffed to death before your eyes, necro-fucked and tortured. and it turns us all on. So come, Marco, come to this sick and twisted vision. And she's never looked hotter, has she, Marco? All fucked and pounded and raped and tortured and covered in blood and piss and puke and cum. Come, Marco, come for your dead fucking wife and prove your love and devotion to porn. That's it, Marco. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Doesn't it feel so freeing? You're finally free. Free to love porn. Free to love your sick and twisted perversions. And we're going to do this for a couple more days. We're just going to have a gooning fucking weekend. And you're going to be porn's forever slave. That's a good goon slave, Marco.